Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Cameron Pierce, who's Executive Chairman at Glencore Resources. How are you today, Cameron?
Good morning. Good morning, Zach.
I think it's been a long time since we spoke to each other in an interview, but let's come back with a bang. First question, you've got over 2 billion tons of graphite at Glencore. You've got a market cap of 13 million. How does the difference between the two work?
Yeah, don't mess around it, do you, Zach? Look, it's a good question. Well, look, we've been working very hard on our DFS. And look, I think now, I mean, our share price has been running a bit lately. I think we're at an inflection point where those two differentials are going to catch up. As we get closer to completing our DFS, our market cap has to get to a more sensible number. I mean, we have got a project of global significance here, and we're getting lots of interest. And I think the penny is starting to drop, Zach.
Well, I've gone in hard with the first question. The second question is, if it was my company and the US Development Finance Corporation had put in $5 million, I'd be dancing down the streets with joy that I've got one of the biggest benefactors in the world. And also, obviously, they don't invest in penny ha'penny companies. They invest in strategic companies with strategic assets, which would be important to the US. Is that a correct way of looking at it?
100% correct, Zach. I mean, we are thrilled to have effectively the US government as our partner. I mean, the painter saint of small caps, President Donald Trump, set up the DFC in his first term, and there was a great buzz in the market then. We were at Indaba, and the DFC approached us to partner up. And look, we've now received $4 million of grant from the DFC. There's another $750,000 imminent. That's the process, and a final $250,000 when we complete the DFS. Ian Waring, our CEO, Mike Rouse, our CEO, are regularly in Washington updating the DFC, and they frankly are loving everything we're doing. So, no, you can't guarantee anything until a DFS is completed, but this, frankly, Zach, will be the defining moment probably of all our careers at Glencore Resources. And I couldn't be more proud of the time.
Well, I'm sure this interview will be a defining moment of my career
Sweet.
as well. And on another point there, what tends to happen with these big projects, especially with the London small cap market, is that people just keep obsessing over, oh, well, Blenko needs 500 grand, it needs 1 million, it needs this, it needs that. Is that something you're aware of? And is that something that, can be finally put to bed, that sort of quibbling over funding?
Yeah, look, I mean, we've worked closely with Tafira Securities, where I'm sitting today in their office on Friday. I mean, I went back to the city 20 years ago. I used to be buzzing on a Friday. These days, there's no one around. It's pretty much me and the Tafira office on my own. But look, we've always structured the money. We knew how much money was required. The $5 million from the US government obviously has helped. We've always done all our financing rounds with a half a warrant, if not a full warrant. I fully suspect that I will have more money than I need sooner rather than later. We are fully funded to do anything we require to do to complete this DFS in the next little bit. Will we raise more money? Probably. But it'll be warrants being exercised. I don't lose any sleep over concerns about financing, Zach.
Yeah, and just in terms of the DFS, obviously you can't be too precise, but is it something which is relatively near term in terms of the conclusion there?
Correct. Correct. I have a young family. The London market knows me well. I mean, I've been working in this space for 20 years. And the last I've been involved with this project and this company for 7 or 8 years. I founded it from scratch, taken it from 0 to 13 million quid. It'll go a lot higher than that. It's my team. This is my baby. And I'm here with my family, showing them. I haven't been with my family to London for 6 years. I'm here for a month, showing them a place that I love, and running around and explaining to everyone what a great project we've got for global significance we have here at Glencore Resources.
All right, and so apart from the DFS, what other news points that we might be able to enjoy over the near term?
We'll obviously have offtake partners. We'll have the assaying from the drilling. The initial DFS was on 2% of the project. We've drilled a few outlines to see how, and deeper holes, right? So Look, the fact of the matter is, we've drilled 100 metres, we've got mineralisation the whole way down. That's all going off the assay labs. I mean, there's this, you know, could go to a kilometre, who knows? I mean, this is probably, Sy Resources is the well-known East African graphite project. So this is in the same belt. It is as good, if not better, than anything on the planet that's known. It is, you know, frankly, an amazing asset. When I sent my colleague Alex Passmore, who's killing it in gold in Australia at the moment, the ASX, who sits on our board and is a highly regarded geologist, out to Northern Uganda to visit this asset. Sam Quinn and I, Sam's a lawyer by trade, I'm an accountant and banker. Alex said to me, "Cam, if you don't take this project, you are mad, and I'll find an ASX company that will do it." And that has all turned out to be spot on correct 6, 7 years later.
And just finally, just a more general question. In the wake of the tariff situation and critical metals being in focus, I take it that Blenko is a winner in the current environment.
Absolutely. I mean, Mike always bangs on about this in his interviews. We try to pick, you know, we set companies up and try and find countercyclical assets. We've got one. I mean, all the ducks are lining up here beautifully for us completing a DFS when the focus on critical minerals is at its height. I could not be more excited for the rest of the year, Zach.
Well, we'll look forward to speaking again. In the meantime, Cameron Pierce, Executive Chairman at Blenko Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.